Chair, welcome everybody, good evening. This is government meeting, Scottsdale Council, for 1st of July. Are you happy that I signed minutes as published in the digest in relation to the 10th of June meeting?
Aye.
Aye.
We have one apology this evening, Councillor Francis Beatty. We have no councillors' questions, and so moving into the first item on the agenda, sort of 4A, Councillor Burt, please.
Thank you, Leader, and good evening, everyone. The link between housing and health is indisputable, and having access to safe, warm housing that allows you to lead a safe and long time living at home is inescapable. And the more we, the Borough Council, can play a role in encouraging and at times facilitating that, the better for people across the borough and for them to be able to live in the comfort of their own homes. The policy that is in front of you this evening allows us to do that and brings together a number of policies across housing assistance, whether it be relating to disabled facilities grants, home improvement assistance, energy efficiency advice, flexible eligibility, that one wasn't easy to say, and fuel poverty top-up grants, as well as empty home loans. So the aim is to, the aim of the policy is to provide guidance and support in making, in helping residents make applications for housing assistance, because we want to increase the number of grants and the amount of support and the number of people who are being helped. And all of that detail is in the report and in the policy, and I'm sure you will all have read that. As an aside, COVID has disproportionately affected some people, and this should be seen as good, welcome news. Other aspects are our ageing population and our commitment as a borough council to health and wellbeing and to the work of the integrated health and care partnerships that are coming later, well, in April next year. Therefore, I recommend this policy and the work that it seeks to achieve. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Burt. Does anybody have any comments? Councillor Smith?
I'd just like to say that I found this an excellent report, and I could congratulate the officer who wrote it. I think it's every example of the reason to change the well argued extremely well.
Thank you. I'll share that with the officers involved.
Thank you very much. Are we happy then to approve the proposal?
Aye.
Thank you. So moving on then, please, to the next item on the agenda, out of 4B, Councillor Price.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is the revocation of stamp for Hackney Carriages, which is on Clark Street in Stafford. The purpose of the report is that the Cabinet considers any objections or representations received in respect of the proposal to revoke the stamp for Hackney Carriages in Clark Street. Public notice was advertised in the Staff to the newsletter on the 19th of May 2021, requesting any objections by no later than the 15th of June of this year, and the Council had received no objections to date. Consultation also took place by letter on the 12th of May 2021 with the Chief Officer of Police, the Highways Authority and the Chairman of the Staffordshire Taxi Association, and again the Council received no objections to the proposal. So my proposal is to revoke the provision of a stand for Hackney Carriages in Clark Street, Stafford, following the provision of a new stand for Hackney Carriages itself in Stafford. The Cabinet authorises the Head of Operations to bring such revocation into effect.
Thank you. Does anybody have any comments? Are we happy to endorse the proposal?
Yeah, aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Price. In the absence of Councillor Beatty, I will deal with the portfolio in relation to the following three matters on the agenda. So with great pleasure, I introduce the first item, which seeks authority initially from Council, but to ratify here, to spend the money that's been allocated in relation to our successful Future High Street Fund bid, to be able to ask the authority for authority to spend £20 million on our town centre is a wonderful thing to be able to do. As we all know, the majority of the monies have come from central government, but there are contributions as shown in the report. I think what's really amazing is firstly the very hard work of our officers in relation to the bid itself. It was a very complicated process, and in fact, because of coronavirus, an elongated process. And of course, we were competing against all of the local authorities in the country. So to be successful to the extent that we have been is a remarkable achievement, both in terms of, as I said, the hard work of the officers, the inspiration behind what we're seeking to do, but also, of course, much needed for our town centre. And so I look to you, members of the Cabinet, to have authority to spend £20 million, please. Councillor Price.
No, I completely concur what you said, Leader. Praise and scope to Karen Tierney and obviously Michelle Smith and the portfolio holder as well for a very comprehensive application that was put in. I know an awful lot of work went on behind the scenes, and this is absolutely fantastic news. We hear a lot of people complaining about the state of our high streets and that they feel that nothing is being done, but actually, if they were aware of the amount of work that was going on behind the scenes, and how seriously the Lisborough Council takes the future of its high street and the way it will look in the future. An awful lot of investment is coming into Stafford, and we're very, very lucky. I'm looking forward to seeing this. I've seen the plans and the things that have been proposed, and I think it will make a huge impact on our high street. So, superb news, fantastic news, and I fully support this.
Good, thank you. Councillor Smith?
Yeah, I'd just like to say the same, but also to emphasise the point that you made, that this is £19 million, £14 million which has come from the central government. This council is putting £5 million, which I think you should take due note of. And unfortunately, because of the nature of the project, we can't actually talk too much about it. But as Councillor Price says, I'm sure when we start to come to fruition, people will be very pleased indeed.
Thank you. Hear, hear. And so I take it that we're happy to support recommendation by Councillor Beattie and the Councillors.
Yeah, I'm more than happy.
Thank you. So moving on to the next item on the agenda, again, the Councillor Beattie's portfolio is a request that we recommend to Council later this month that the Stone Town Neighbourhood Plan is formally adopted. As the report sets out, it's gone through a process including appropriate scrutiny by the Inspectorate, and after some quite substantial amendments, we as a local authority cabinet sanctioned the proposal that was put to the local community in Stone, see whether or not they wanted to support the proposal by way of a referendum. And as the report sets out, a substantial number of people voted yes. Can't quite do the maths, but about a lot said yes, some said no. And so, as I've said, we are asked to recommend that this item goes forward to full council later this month. Are you happy to
support that, Leader?
Thank you very much. And so, moving then to
15% voting against.
Thank you, I nearly said that. So moving to page 62, another exciting report, and I don't use that word in any sort of way other than I truly mean it, because this is another superb example of how hard our officers are working, how hard we as local authorities, a patrolling group, have worked to deliver a master plan. It revolves around Stafford Station. It's been called the Stafford Station Gateway. As we know, the Stafford Western Access Route is almost coming to completion, and that has helped to unlock part of this scheme. And so this report, taken in isolation, does not really tell the whole story. I ought to say for completeness that there is a confidential aspect to this report, but I don't intend to refer to it. Unless any of my cabinet members want to refer particularly to it, I'm happy to retain everybody in the room. But as we know, this is an exciting project around the station, involving land beyond. This is detail around seeking authority to spend as part of the revenue budget the additional amount set out there of £77,150 to enable this to move forward to the next stage. Does anybody want to say anything, Councillor Trowbridge?
Thank you, Leader. Yes, this is a very exciting project. This I'm more excited about than the 20 million in the town centre, even though that is absolutely brilliant. But this being in Rowley Ward, and I just love the whole aspect of what we're trying to deliver here at the Stafford Station Gateway. I just want to thank Karen Tierney and her team for pushing forward with this. Huge aspects of a brilliant development, bringing economic growth into Stafford. And I just want to thank her whole team. Thank you, Leader.
Anybody else,
Thank you, Leader. I just wanted to take the link that you made with the Future High Streets Fund, because it takes an inordinate amount of time to bring these sorts of levels of projects together. Mm-hmm. And as long as I've been on the council, which I think numbers 10 years, I've seen a consistent approach about trying to bring money into Stafford to help support both the town centre, but the economy generally, and jobs and some of the things that go with that. And I think that looking at these two reports this evening is really exciting. But it's only part of the picture, because we've also got the investment in Stafford College that is coming through, and the location of the gateway itself will provide some of the footfall that will sustain the high street going forwards. And it really demonstrates that sort of high street in transition and in the state of flux, but it will give it the future that it really needs, where the first investment will really pay off. And so I really welcome this, and as I say, I think we should really note the work this council has done consistently to bring in employment, improvements in housing, and in inward investment. Thank you.
Thank you. And of course, that comes right on the back of the £2 million, £2.5 million, £3 million money that's been spent right outside the station on Victoria Park, and
so we
have been very successful in, as you say, looking across the piece to try and make our town, our borough, a nice place to work and to live. Councillor Price.
Yeah, I mean, I echo the words that Councillor Trowbridge and Bertie said as well, and to thank Karen Tierney and the team all the work they've done behind this. I visited Stafford College yesterday, and I know that part of that is part of the key to this, which is part of the key to something else, but it all works together, which is fantastic. And one of the main objectives, and it's stated within the document, Stafford Borough Council, in our corporate business plan, of course, is objective one, which is extremely important to us, and that's delivering sustainable economic and housing growth and to provide income and jobs. And that's something that we're very keen on and that we are very driven and focused towards. So I really, really welcome this. It is part of the bigger picture as well. And I fully support the leader and others on this document. So
thank you. As a cabinet, as one, we're very fortunate to, in the same evening, we've talked about two very significant projects. And I think then, everyone, that brings this evening's cabinet formal business to a close. Thank you, everybody, for attending. Nice to see you here again, Kerry.
See you at Mark's got some.